Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Kathy Perry. She is the social media expert, Kathy Perry, Kathy with a K, Perry with a P, .com is her website. Kathy, thanks again for hanging out with us, doing a great job of keeping us informed of how to navigate and take advantage of, and maybe or not take advantage of,
maybe or not, yeah,
various new media options that we have as consumers, as customers, and as businesses. We talked about we've been talking about targeting and retargeting in the previous segments, but Facebook's got some new ad retargeting program, don't they?
Absolutely. And you know, Facebook launched their retargeting capabilities last fall because they were losing too much money to these outside platforms and networks that were tracking. And so they decided to pull some of that in-house, and especially because of mobile, they wanted to expand it to their mobile network.
Mm-hmm.
But now they are, just in June, they said, okay, we're going to let you edit what it knows about you, which is pretty interesting. So when you get an ad on your Facebook page and wall, you can say, why am I seeing this? And maybe it's because you liked something, or you know, you liked a similar thing,
mm-hmm.
because they're tracking everything. So you can actually go ahead and say, okay, I don't want that information being tracked about me. And actually,
so you can have at least some control over how much you're targeted.
Yes. Now, they're not tracking it.
Right.
It just means that you may not get the ads based on that thing.
The company still may know what you're doing. They just might not be in your face.
Exactly. So, for example, if I am, for a client, going out and checking on these assisted living facilities or something, but it isn't for me personally,
right.
And all of a sudden I've got all these ads for these, retirement homes,
right.
popping up, and I don't want that to be a part of my, experience. I can let Facebook know that isn't something relevant for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, to opt out of their new ad targeting program. And again, that is going back to that site I had given you earlier. It's aboutads.info/choices.
Right.
That's one. There's another one called networkadvertising.org/choices. And both of them will let you, say, I don't want to be in Facebook's targeted ad program. Now, this won't stop Facebook from showing you ads, but it will prevent the ads from being served up based on your web activity. So, it won't stop Facebook from collecting information about your browsing habits for other purposes, because they tie that data to individual members' profiles,
mm-hmm.
and then they are keeping that for 90 days so that it's supposed to be relevant to this is what you're doing online.
Well, the one thing that people should just realize is that Facebook is not a technology company. Facebook is a media company.
They're a media company.
They're not a technology company. Google is not a technology company, folks. They're a media company. They're like the newspaper. They're like Forbes or News Corp or CNN or Time Warner, whatever, they're a media company, and their job is to sell ads primarily.
Absolutely.
And whatever they have to do, and they've got more ways of doing it than ever before. So you have to realize when you're using their platforms, this is what they when you wake up thinking about them,
because they're not charging you a fee.
That's right.
To use their platform.
That's right. That's right.
So they have to make up their money.
All bets are off. Exactly. Hey, Kathy, good job today. Well done. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim.
Come back soon, Kathy Perry, ladies and gentlemen. KathyPerry.com. Be sure to check out her website, Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. I'm Jim with a J. We got to take a quick break. I'll be back after the news. But in the meantime, I want to remind you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.